Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Johto Quorum. We're taking a quick break from the Pokédex this week to go into the world of Johto itself and examine the towns of Johto, but we will not be ranking them because we got a lot of feedback from representatives of Pallet Town and so forth that they were really insulted by us calling their towns inferior. And there were lots of lobbyists, and so we're not gonna, like, rank them and say... I should introduce people. Hi, I'm Six.
Hi, I'm Alan.
Hi, I'm Kat.
Hi, Kat. So, why are you here?
I'm an art man, and I'm a Pokemon fan also. Also, I'm a game designer.
There you go.
All of these things are true. So, we were thinking, like, hey... Since the cities of Kanto were so offended by us ranking them, but they still clearly cities need our help because Pokemon cities do not have their shit together. I mean, like Pallet Town has a population of like what 10 people? That's not a healthy city.
It's like 5.
I guess I was being pretty generous. So clearly they need help. How can we help if we're not ranking them?
Hype.
That's a great way of putting it. I was going to be very technical, but really it's hype is what we're providing. And around here, we don't get hype. We stay hype. I'm sorry, that was a wrestling reference. And it wasn't like even like a good, that was a bad wrestling reference. I'm really sorry. Alan, take over. I've let everyone down.
This time, instead of ranking the Johto towns like we did with Kanto, we're going to be assigning each town a mascot. And this is going to be a mascot decided by a jury of our peers, the quorum itself. With the help of Kat, who's now an official quorum member. And we're going to just go down the list and we're going to talk about the town and what identifies it and then pick its mascot. We're going to try for now to stick to Pokemon from Johto because it's like flying people out from far away is like really difficult and expensive.
Keep it local.
Exactly. Keep it local. Keep it farm fresh. Keep it from farm to table direct mascots. Let's get the fuck into it. New Barktown, city number one.
Number one.
A town where the wind blows and tells of impending change. Natu! Is it Natu?
Huh?
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's calm down.
Is it Natu, though? Noctowl, too! Can Noctowl tell the future? I don't know, it's just an owl.
I mean, I can tell the future. It's gonna be bad.
It's bad.
There, I'm a psychic. I'm officially psychic type.
Yay!
Okay, so we've got Professor Elm's lab.
Yep.
We've got the houses of the player and the player's friend.
No, not the friend. In Gen 2, it's that like asshole garbage person, isn't it?
No, he goes there, but he doesn't have a house.
You're right.
He just
sits outside the window.
Yeah, he just comes in and he's like staring in the window.
Oh, it's Ethan or Lyra, depending on who you play as. Right.
And then if you walk up to him and are like, what are you doing? He's like, hey, what are you doing? And he literally punts you across the fucking floor.
Yeah,
I hate him.
He's a good rival in that I want him to die painfully and slowly.
However, I will say, in the, what is it, Origins? Pokemon Origins, the episode that he gets? Or the, you know, the remake ones that they have on YouTube?
Yeah.
That's good.
What's his name? Silver?
I think he's Giovanni's kid, also.
Yes, really? He's the son of Giovanni, that's correct.
Yeah, that's canon.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why he's such an asshole. I mean, no excuse.
He's a good person.
Is he?
Giovanni looks out for the people. Listen, you ever heard of the idea that Yakuza look out for their neighborhood? That, like, really... They're of the people. They keep the cops from overextending. I'm backing away from this joke.
Yeah, please.
Giovanni.
Organized crime is bad.
Yeah. But yeah, that guy. Giovanni wasn't nice to his own kid. I think that's the story.
Yeah.
Man. So. That's rough.
But anyway, I remember. Back to New Barktown.
Yeah, New Barktown. Do y'all have any strong feelings about a mascot for New Barktown?
I mean, it's got bark right there in the name, so shouldn't it, like, I mean, like...
Sudowoodo, you're right!
I feel like it should, yeah, some sort of basic grass Pokemon would be...
Yeah, the thing about Sudowoodo is that it's not actually, it's petrified wood, right? So, like, there's nothing new about that bark. That is the oldest bark.
For me, I'm feeling like a Hoppip or a Sunkern, personally.
Oh God, please don't.
Oh, so Pokemon that we've cut.
No, we can use cut Pokemon.
That's true. That's true. Wait, what about Pineco?
Pineco? I feel like Pineco's too explodey for.
Explodey?
Explode like, into a new adventure.
It just, I mean, Pineco's whole thing is exploding, yeah?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Right. Well, but you know, that's it. It's like, it's the potential for a new tree is new bark, right? And also, it's a horrible monster. Okay, maybe not.
Heracross is very iconic and mascot-like.
Heracross is pretty cool.
I also feel like maybe because it's Johto, they're like, oh, let's throw back to Kanto, and it could be something like Bulbasaur.
It also, I mean, like, it could just be, like, Pichu.
Oh, yeah, like, potential?
Yeah, like, potential, and, like, look, it's like Johto, but it's different.
What about Togepi? Because that's, like, the flagship of this whole gen, and that's also a baby.
Hmm.
I actually think that's a great pick.
Little Babby
has the power to make your wishes come true. You get started here, the wind blows, impending change.
And it flies later.
It does fly later, and then it becomes a jet plane way later.
Zoom, zoom.
Yeah.
Togepi and Hoppip are my picks, I think.
I just hate Hoppip.
I know.
Yeah, Hoppip is a really garbage Pokemon.
Here's the thing. New Bark Town would pick some shit like that. I'm sorry. Maybe that's me.
Yeah, they're kind of basic. Yeah.
But, like, it's kind of basic. There's not a lot going on. Hoppip flies on the wind, which they have some windmills and stuff.
The wind blows. You're right.
Hmm.
So we're between Togepi and Hoppip right now.
Those are my personal choices.
Heracross I want to save for a later choice.
I feel like Heracross is too tough.
Yeah.
So let's discuss the ramifications of picking a mascot Pokemon that no longer exists. Because this is going to come up again.
Yeah.
We cut Hoppip because Hoppip sucks.
I mean, you're not wrong.
But like...
Okay, what about Skiploom or Jumpluff? Did any of those make it?
They're all cut.
They're all gone.
Cut.
Oh, no.
Whole line
but
cut.
I mean, like... But it could be... I mean, like, it could be, you know, like, mascot... Listen, like, mascots are often not real creatures, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gritty.
Right. It could be like that. It could be like Hoppip, and everyone's like, oh, that's silly. Why would... No, that's not a real Pokemon. That would never be a real Pokemon.
It could be like an idol version. I don't know why I thought of that. Like, it's... I don't know. It's separate. It's like the cosplay Pikachu.
Cosplay Hoppip.
I think Jumpluff might actually be a better mascot because it's actually like a cheerleader.
But it's just cotton balls.
Doesn't it do cheerleader stuff?
Does it?
Oh, no, I think you're thinking of the bird, right? From fucking...
From Oricoro?
Sun and Moon?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, I looked up cheerleader Pokemon and got Oricorio, yeah.
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 You're right, but... Yeah, I feel like New Bark Town's a little basic, and they would pick something from that. Probably.
Okay, if we're gonna do that, I would lean Jumpluff because I think there's some like, I mean, it's a dandelion, right? Mm-hmm. And so like it's like its seeds get scattered by the wind.
True.
I feel like that ties in very neat thematically. Like, it's... Jumpluff represents the town of New Bark City, who grows little sapling adventurers and scatters them to the wind.
Yeah, that's cute. I like that.
Aw, protect.
Protect. Okay. Yeah, I think that's good for that, honestly.
All right. Then let's do Jumpluff. Jumpluff is indeed our New Bark City mascot. And this is, and again, like you think of like sports teams, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes sports teams are named after things that don't exist and are really stupid.
The Oakland A's. And it's like, what's an athletic? I don't get it.
The Come Angels.
The Dodgers. Fuck the Dodgers.
The Mets. What's that?
Yeah, what the heck's a Met?
It's the Metropolitans, right?
Oh, thanks.
It might not be. I just always assumed.
Congrats to Jumpluff. You'll get your check in the mail. Next up is Cherry Grove City, the city of fragrant flowers.
AKA, this is Blossom. It has to be Blossom.
Yeah.
It might have to be Blossom. This might be easy.
It's the city of cute, fragrant flowers.
Oh.
Like,
oh.
Bam, right there.
There's an offshore island where you get mystic water. I'm just trying to read about this place because I don't. This is just like the second town in every generation is always like, they put the mart here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a bunch of tentacles in the water nearby. Yeah, there's nothing really memorable. Oh, there is a lot of flowers, though. I'm looking at pictures. It's a lot of flowers. I think, yeah, Blossom. Is there any other better flower Pokemon? Skarmory? Yeah.
If we're only doing Generation 2 Pokemon, I think Blossom is probably the best choice.
Bailey. We could do Sunflora.
Sunflora is kind of...
There, I got you to say it. Hooray.
Yay, someone agrees.
Dunk on Sunflora.
I don't really like Sunflora that much. Sorry, Sunflora fans.
I prefer Octillery. Okay. So yeah, Cherry Grove City. That's an easy one, though. That's, you mean it's like, you gotta. A city where you can smell small flowers and a sea breeze.
Yeah,
you
it's gotta
you,
be Blossom.
You come up and they're like, welcome to Cherry Grove City. And then there's a Blossom just like hula hooping. Just in the corner having a great time.
And you're like, this is offensive. Why is she hula hooping?
Why is she? I meant hula dancing. I've made that joke multiple times. That mistake, I mean. She's hulaing. Hula
she's,
dancing.
She's boogieing.
She's boogieing.
She's getting up to get down.
Get down, get down. There is,
let's talk. Oh,
I was just going to say, there is no other good grass Pokemon from this gen.
There really isn't. I'm looking.
Yeah, it's kind of a hit and a miss.
I guess I never
we only miss. Violet Town.
Nani? Violet City.
You're right.
I don't mean to correct you. I'm sorry.
No, you should. You know, accuracy is important around here.
What's going on?
We take
in
it
Violet
seriously.
City. We got Faulkner.
Mm-hmm.
He's a
which means we got bird type stuff like flying.
There's that big tower, right?
Is
that
Sprout
yeah,
tower.
Sprout Tower. Yeah.
With the, like, it like shakes or whatever?
So
yeah.
I feel like there is a built-in mascot in a lot of these cities, actually. With, like, it could just be Bellsprout. But
true. But what if it wasn't Bellsprout?
If it wasn't Bellsprout, well, like I said, there's no other good grass Pokemon in this gen.
Well, what's a good flying type then that kind of gets across the side? What's a purple bird?
It's also worth noting, this is the translation of the city name is the City of Nostalgic Scents.
Oh, it's like a smelly Pokemon, smelly town.
I think it smells like age and, I mean, like, I can, you know, it's a city where you can smell old dust in the air.
I actually like that.
Look
at the list.
What about Molly?
Molly!
Entei?
I just wanted to say Molly.
Molly.
It's fine.
This one's kind of hard.
Entei's my dad, baby.
Sorry. Like, it's easy if you just go for, like...
Dunsparce?
No. Really?
Does Dunsparce get anything in life? Anything?
No! Dunsparce is useless.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry, but Dunsparce.
What about Delibird?
Delibird!
What's your reasoning on Delibird?
I mean, it's a flying bird type, and I feel like, so, okay, Violet City is this, you know, the City of Nostalgic Sense. It's this old city with, like, this tower full of, like, monks who train, like, Bellsprouts. It's not, excuse me. It's this very old city, and I bet in order to increase its, fucking... Tourism, they would be like, we need a new, hip, fresh mascot.
Quagsire.
We need something that shows, like, the like, listen, you may think this is an old, sleepy town full of, like, dusty books, but this place is cool. Check out Delibird.
Delibird is very versatile as a mascot.
That's my pitch. Imagine going to Violet City and you're like, you walk in town and then there's just a Delibird who just hands you like a present that says welcome to Violet City, and you open
Aww.
It up and there's like a little thing inside, probably something really cheap so they can afford to give it to everyone who visit, but still
it's like a small little like a batch of scents because it's all about smells.
Oh, there you go. Like, yeah, like a potpourri. Little stick of incense.
I like it.
That sounds cute.
I like it.
I don't know why I'm imagining Falconer having like a midlife crisis and getting like a Delibird. Everyone's like, what's going on? He's like, just don't worry about it.
Hayato. I'm going through a phase, Mom. Sorry.
Since Delibirds are the delivery Pokemon, do you think... I shouldn't even say this.
You have to.
Do you think that Johto's Amazon just uses Delibirds?
It's a very Reddit thread of you, but I get what you're saying. Wow. I don't think that that's the only delivery system they have. They have to have, like... Because they have, like, supersonic speed birds and stuff.
They have,
stuff,
like, ride Pokemon mailmen, I'm guessing. That too. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
I will counter with, I feel like Noctowl could be a really good mascot for this town also.
Hmm.
Because it's flying and it's, like, old.
It's true.
I see that.
What if Noctowl was the old mascot and Delibird is the new one? So you still see both around, but they're making a real push for Delibird.
That sounds good.
Formerly Noctowl, currently Delibird. Yeah,
Delibird's the modernized,
gentrified. I love Brooklyn.
Yeah, sorry, Violet said he's just Brooklyn, I guess.
Don't worry, when we get to Unova, everything is, it's all Brooklyn from there.
Oh man,
I'm excited.
But yeah, those two sound good.
Okay, great. Let's move on to our next city, Azalea City.
This one's Azalea Town, I'm sorry.
I can't say words.
It's okay.
It's not allowed. So this one's tricky because they have, again, they have Slowpoke Well. So you'd think Slowpoke, but also, probably Bugsy. They probably wouldn't want to be associated with a Slowpoke. So I bet people associate Slowpoke with them, but they resent that and sort of push against it.
It seems like they want to be known more for Bugsy.
Why is their name Bugsy? What gender does Bugsy identify as?
No one knows.
Bugsy appears to be male by their page.
Yep, they use he pronouns on the page. Okay, fair enough.
Also, it's next to Elix Forest, which has lots of bugs.
Okay, so let's look at our bug options. Let's get buggy.
Ariados. Please, God, no.
I don't really like big, scary spiders. For some reason, I'm not a big fan.
You know.
What about Gligar? Oh, that's not. It's not bug type, but it's a scorpion.
Oh, Gligar. They said Gligar. I was like, that's not real. Does Gligar always have its tongue out?
I think so.
That's goals.
What about
Celebi? Should we not use legendary? Is that cheating?
I think it's not out of the question, but you need a pretty good case.
Yeah, that's fair.
So wait. Are Kanto Pokemon allowed? Because they're technically in the
game. If you can make a good case for a Kanto Pokemon, I don't see why not.
I feel like, for me personally, it would be something like a Butterfree.
What about Ladybug?
Oh yeah, Ladybug's cute.
Ladybug's very a good design. I like Ladybug. We kept Ladybug on our list, in our ranking.
Also, whatever. The badge for that town, it looks like a ladybug, so...
Oh, you're right. This seems like a great match then.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. All right. Man, it's a bug type gym. That seems like the easiest gym in the world.
Yes.
It is.
All right. Azalea Town, we're going to give you Ladybug.
And you like look at it and you're like, ew, a spider. And then it turns around and the thingy on its back smiles at you and you're like, aww.
Golden Rod City.
Population of 126. Oh my god.
Where the grass is green and the gym leader's Whitney.
Kat, you mentioned that you have an argument for Goldenrod.
I feel that maybe this one should not be one of the Pokemon in Johto, because I didn't really find one that I liked.
Miltank. Because Whitney ruins my life.
That's true.
I was thinking that about Miltank also, but that also just seems like the obvious choice in some ways.
What were you thinking then, other than what,
I don't know.
What was on
I was thinking
mind?
Like Rotom for some reason.
I can kind of see that.
I get it. I get it, yeah.
Or maybe like Magnemite?
The festive city of opulent charm.
Wow. Or the happening big city.
I don't know. I didn't really have a solid one for this.
Is there a good, like, bougie Pokemon?
Maybe Smeargle for this one? Seems like
Smeargle,
a city
I can
type
kind of,
Pokemon.
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
It's like doing, it's like doing graffiti. I don't know.
I could see them having a big statue of Stantler in the middle of town.
God, I fucking love Stantler. Oh, I would die for Stantler in an instant. But anyways, it's for another conversation. But they could also have a big statue of Smeargle in the center.
That's
true. They appreciate the arts.
Yeah, it could be in their like their middle of their like their downtown is this big statue of Smeargle.
Yeah.
Also, it's
even
a,
though they're
it is also a normal type Pokemon. Like
yep.
Me.
Even though they're highly developed, they still appreciate just like in the dirt artists doing the damn thing.
Well, that's the thing is they would absolutely put one on a pedestal because in reality. They're like it's a busy city full of like people like doing their thing and like they don't really have time to like settle down and like contemplate art,
mm-hmm.
but they put the idea of it up on a pedestal.
Right.
They romanticize it because none of them have the time or the freedom to do it anymore.
Hmm.
I mean, we got Goldenrod Game Center here. This is a gambling town.
There is, you're right, this is where the casino is.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a gambling Pokemon?
I don't think so.
I mean, I think the closest I can think of would be Meowth with Payday, but...
Yeah, Payday
that's
the
true.
Host, you're right. There's luck Pokemon, though. There's multiple luck Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Corsola.
That's a fair point.
This is a hard one, I feel like.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, though.
Elekid?
No. I don't see it.
I don't
Very
see
iconic.
The electric as much.
Well, they have a power plant.
It's true.
Is it true? Do they have a power plant? Did
Do
I make
they?
That up?
I don't think so. I think that isn't the power plant.
I'm thinking of a radio tower.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
What?
Snubbull gets no love. I don't think Snubbull should be the mascot, though.
Not of this one.
No, but I just want to keep in Snubbull. I really, my brain was like, you have to say Smuggle. You can't say anything else but Smuggle right now.
Smuggle.
I'm honestly comfortable with Smeargle. I think Smeargle works.
Yeah, I think Smeargle's the best.
Smeargle.
Then we've had Brennan. All right, let's do Smeargle right. For Goldenrod City.
I can like see the statue. I can see it so clearly.
So what about Ecruteague City?
This is another one where I feel like it could just straight up be Ho-Oh.
Yeah, this one is might have an actual case for it being a legendary because there's such a strong association.
Yeah, this is where you get all that good lore.
And like this, as opposed to like to Violet City, where Violet City was like we're gonna like change our mascot to try and make it more approachable. We don't want to seem like this old stuffy city. Ecruteague is absolutely embracing how old and stuffy it is. It would definitely be like, oh no, this is Ho-Oh. We don't want commoners here.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like this would straight up be that because Ho-Oh is so powerful also.
Mm-hmm. Ecruteague's the kind of city that like if I visited Japan, I'd like to like go to a place like this where it's like, I wouldn't want to stay there, but I'd visit and be like, wow, this is amazing. Like these temples are beautiful and untouched by industry. But like I wouldn't stay there because I would feel really intimidated by how like everything feels sensitive and old.
Yeah.
Literally, the description is a city that bears the marks of its history.
Yeah, I mean, like it's actually a really sad place because like I mean you've got the burned tower,
right?
Which is just this like this great monument that's basically been destroyed.
Yeah.
God, the way the I was telling Six before we started recording. And it's worth mentioning, I watched the Pokemon the movie I Choose You before this,
mm-hmm.
the 2017 movie. the way they explain Ho-Oh and Entei and that whole relationship is so much better than
yes
the way either the games or the anime previously has. It's like very good.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it's really, they like redo a lot of Pokemon lore in good ways. Basically, six, the whole thing is like the tower was up and then it was struck by lightning and everything inside was killed and destroyed. And then Ho-Oh resurrected everything. And the three dogs are Raikou's the spirit of the lightning. Entei is the spirit of the fire that burned it down. And Suicune is the spirit of the water that brought it back, that stopped it from burning.
That's pretty neat.
Right? It's like kind of cool.
That movie but is excellent.
It's very good. Marshadow's too cute. Yeah. I don't have strong feelings other than Ho-Oh.
Yeah, let's just stick with Ho-Oh and move on to Olivine City.
All right.
It's just a simple one.
Okay, what about Olivine City then? It's a port city.
Hmm.
So we can't say Ampharos. That's our challenge, right?
Yeah, I feel like Ampharos is the obvious choice again.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it is the lighthouse.
It's in the lighthouse.
Oh, sure. Right. I forgot that.
That's the shtick. I have an argument for a Pokemon, a non-traditional one.
Mm-hmm.
Corsola doesn't get enough love, is found in the games in the water next to Olivine City. That's where I remember catching them.
Mm-hmm.
And is like a Pokemon that's found next to docks. So like that kind of is cool. It's like a dock town. City.
I can see that. It's like a little like coral Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that, and or like Lantern, because it has the light and the water.
But then, Kat, is it Chincho or is it Lantern?
I like Lantern more.
Heresy! No, I'm just kidding. That's cool. No, you're good.
What if it was Scizor? For no reason, just you know.
Well, Jasmine is steel type, so doesn't she have a Scizor?
Shit. Okay, there's logic there. Never mind.
Logic. That's disgusting.
Wabuffet.
Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Wabuffet. Somebody's made that.
I'm sure.
Okay. Actually, if we had a Wabuffet with like a guitar who talks about like drinking margaritas, that would be a great one for this port city.
Yep, can confirm. Multiple people have drawn Wabuffet with a banjo singing "Wasting Away" in Margaritaville.
What do we think about Jimmy Wabuffet being the mascot Pokemon, and like having like officially endorsing the SS Aqua?
I'm for anything involving that.
I really like most Jimmy Buffett fans I've met in real life. Honestly, I remember over a year ago I was at work. And this couple, like older couple, came over and they had like Margaritaville shirts. And I was like, huh. Like me, dumb, irony poisoned young person was like, oh, people on the internet make fun of Jimmy Buffett for being corny. And they were like, you should go to one of his concerts. And I was like, am I too young for that? And they're like, no, there's like a ton of kids there. It's really nice. And he brings everyone together and it's just a good time.
It's just a good time.
Oh, that's so pure. I want to be friends with Jimmy Buffett.
Take a ticket on the SS Aqua and have your express pass to Pokeritaville.
I do actually like the idea of like a shitty quality microphone and there's just a Wabuffet carooning you as you walk into Olivine City.
I truly love this idea. I think we should do it.
Wabuffet. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Kat, I caught this out of the podcast, but I'm going to need you to do a full Wabuffet rendition of Margaritaville for the outro of this episode.
Wow, that's cute. Congrats to Wabuffet.
To Jimmy Wabuffet. Good work.
Yeah, specifically. Sorry. Yeah, specifically Jimmy Wabuffet.
Oh, wait. Oh, no.
Okay, so what's the mascot for Olivine City, though?
It's Jimmy Wabuffet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Unless we want to give it to Cianwood, which is a beach city.
I feel like Cianwood's too, like, it's like a little more quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too actually cool for Jimmy Wabuffet, I'm afraid.
Too cool.
This is where Lugia is nearby.
Yeah, yeah. And gym leader, Chuck.
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 Hey, guys, I'm Chuck. What's going on? Check out my SoundCloud.
Let's see.
Who's Kirk? I'm reading about Kirk, who lives in this area.
He's got a Pokemon you can trade for.
Oh, he's not like a person with a story. He's like Steven. God, everyone loves fucking Steven from Gen 3.
And I'm Steven.
Is that Steven Flo?
Yeah, Steven Flo.
Good work.
Me and my friends sing that all the time. Man, there's like a lot of water options for this.
There's a lot of water types, you're right.
It's true, it's true.
I've been moving tabs around so much I lost my Pokemon list. Hold
maybe
on.
Kingdra?
Kingdra's not a bad... I feel like Kingdra is like the right mix of like water type, but like kind of fierce.
Yeah.
In a way that this city would be into.
Because Chuck.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with them. They got the power of God. It's
translation here, a port surrounded by rough seas.
Yeah, I feel like Kingdra would definitely fuck with the city. He'd be like, yeah, hell yeah.
I think that's a good poll. It's definitely, this is Kingdra town.
And it's like late game, so it's getting a little... serious, or it's like 75% of the
game. If you can deal with Kingdra, then you can fight Lugia. You have to earn your way there.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. If you can beat this fucking dumbass water type that looks like a grandpa, you're probably ready to fight the ultimate Pokemon of this gen.
I mean, that's kind of how Pokemon is in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's true. All right, fine. I've been owned
beat
by my
this
own
grandpa.
Logic.
Now you can kill God. Like, oh. Cool.
Actually, yep.
It's fully correct.
Wow, that all tracks. Right. Turns okay. out. Well, let's talk about Mahogany Town.
Mahogany, Molly Town. What's the deal with Mahogany? This is the ice place.
This is... Translation. Welcome to the home of the ninja.
Oh, shit. Oh, this is easy.
It is?
No, I don't know what's a good ninja Pokemon.
Well, Ninjask, but that's not in this gen. 3
or... Miltank.
Is it Miltank or Milk Tank? It's Miltank, right?
It's Miltank. There's no K. Well, there is a K, but it's only on the end. It's Miltank.
Dunsparce. Just want Dunsparce to get one.
No, Dunsparce is garbage.
Oh, we haven't talked about Mantine.
That's true, we haven't.
I
That's
do
a good
like
point.
Mantine. I don't know where they fit, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, this isn't enough. There's no water here.
It's too landlocked for
yeah.
Mantine.
What about Girafarig?
Girafarig.
Is that it?
I mean, giraffe.
Oh, that makes sense. Fuck you.
No, that was cute. That was very charming. Giraffe Rig's got the little fucking mouth on the back that terrifies me. I don't know about that.
Man. I love Giraffe Rig.
Gay rights! Like, whoa, gay whoa! Rights.
What about Sneasel?
I think a dark type is actually a great idea.
And it's got the ice thing, too, because isn't it dark ice?
Yeah.
So that's good because Price is the gym leader here, so it's sort of like the Icy Town.
Icy Town.
Oh, I don't.
And this is where you meet Lance, and Lance is kind of like that vibe.
I think Sneasel's a very good pick, actually.
Hooray, Sneasel.
Damn.
I love Sneasel.
Sorry for correcting you on Giraffe Rig, by the way. That was rude.
No, it's fine.
I'm not mad. Skarmory?
Are you just saying Skarmory, or are you proposing Skarmory? It for something?
Are you Skarmory?
Scar! Yo. Actually, no. I'm going to save it for when we talk about Skarmory. I'll shut up.
Okay, so Blackthorn City is our next city.
We're giving Sneasel not Mahogany Town?
Yeah.
That's fucking scary, by the way, that you walk in this fucking, like, ninja... it's also ninja-like. That's so good, Cat.
Yep. Yay. Yeah. No, it was great. It was a great
pull.
It just,
like, jumps across, like, 5 different miles, and it's like, hey, what's up? And you're like, oh, my God.
Hello.
What is the next one you said?
It's Blackthorn City, which I'm looking at Claire here. Damn.
Love you, Claire.
Damn.
Incredibly fast.
Fuck it up.
Yes.
Her cousin is Lance.
the blessed user of dragon Pokemon.
Same.
Damn.
Same.
Her animation is that she just pulls off the cloak.
Hmm.
And she, yeah, her cousin is Lance. That's canon.
So okay, so we got the Dragon's Den.
Uh-huh.
We got the Ice Path, which is famous for its Jinx. Nope.
Bye.
Hate it. We've got Santos.
There are no dragon Pokemon in this gen either, except for...
fucking Tyranitar. Oh, no. Tyranitar is Rock and Dark. And except for Kingdra. Yeah, I'm looking for good dragon types. Why are there so few? They should have known that they needed to add more because there weren't enough in the first... Shuckle.
Well, okay, so the other thing is we got ice, because of Ice Path.
Yeah.
Or we could just go for a complete wild card.
Mistrevious. No. There isn't a ghost town in in this gen, though.
There's a ghost gym, but we already got past it.
Right. This is tough.
Yeah, this one's really hard, actually.
Yeah.
No one
a left. Mysterious mountain village cut into a rock face. So maybe like a rock type?
Or... Suicune and Claire look very similar, and this is the last city.
I think she does. That's true. I could see Claire riding a Suicune. Fortress.
Fortress. There's literally one new dragon Pokemon, and it's Kingdra.
And it's Kingdra, great.
Woof.
This is hard.
It's very hard. I'm just like scrolling the list up and down.
A quiet mountain retreat.
I mean, we could do Larvitar.
What's your pitch?
It's rock type, and it looks mad.
I need a makeup tutorial.
Do you think Claire does its makeup?
I hope so.
God, I hope so.
Like on Saturdays when the gym's closed, she just goes into the nearby like dragon's den and just gives every Larvitar eye makeup.
Yeah. That's my dream. I feel like it needs to be a bigger evolution because.
I mean, Dragonite. Is this the time we pull the plug and just go Gen 1?
Yeah, Dragonite or Dragonair.
I feel like Dragonite's too friendly.
Bo.
Blackthorn City is like an intimidating city.
Yeah, maybe like fucking Gyarados or some shit.
What's the worst dragon? I keep like hinting that I'm going to talk about the worst dragon type Pokemon of all time someday.
It's like Vidagon or something?
Drudagon, that one. Drudagon's one of the worst, maybe one of the worst designs of all time. But that's a different conversation. Definitely not Drudagon for Miascot.
Miascot.
Okay, let's see here. Christ, there are so few fucking...
Yeah, let me just look at a list of dragon types. Like, maybe that'll help.
In these first few gens, there's like nothing.
Yep. Pure dragon type, there's only like 12 total.
Mm-hmm.
As of Gen 7. Blackthorn City. It's cut into the side of a rock thing. Buh.
Let's just say Geodude and go home. All
right. So
I just kind of like the gag of doing Ampharos because when it mega evolves, it becomes dragon type. So it's just a mega Ampharos.
That's true. That is cool.
But that doesn't really fit with anything else about Blackthorn City.
I'm just scrolling up and down this list.
Me too.
And, not that great. I feel like maybe Tyranitar?
Yeah, I was about to say we could do Tyranitar.
That's, like, it's not a dragon Pokemon, but it looks like one, and... It's fierce.
We could do Shuckle.
Shuckle.
When in doubt, pop Shuckle.
Pop the Shuckle.
What do you think about Kabutops?
Yeah, I can see that.
Which I also really like Kabutops and its abs.
It's abs.
Yeah.
Abutops.
Six. Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
That was No, you're good. Thank you. It's also a carapace. Like, we're going to get an email someday, like 10 years down the line, when people are discovering our podcast. Like, actually, it's not abs, it's a carapace, you fucking fools. I know.
But those carapaces grew because of the internal abs. You fools.
You fools.
Sir, this is a Chili's.
What's the Pokemon equivalent of a Chili's?
Pokemon?
I feel like it's more specific.
It's like the Guy Fieri Pokemon.
What?
It's that same vibe, that same, like, I don't want to say manic energy, but manic energy. In terms of what's the Chili's of Pokemon.
What's the fucking shit from, it's like, sir, this is a Masalata shop or something.
Oh,
Masalata?
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, I was thinking that their food truck.
Anyway, I'm sorry, I've distracted us from the question. Blackthorn City.
I think maybe Kabutops could be something, or if you want to expand past the gens, maybe a different dragon Pokemon that's not in this one.
But even if you did that, which one is good?
Well, let's see. Who does Claire have?
Claire.
She has Dragonair.
She just has a bunch of Dragonairs.
She has three Dragonair and a Kingdra. What the fart?
That sounds like it should be Dragonair.
No. Maybe.
We could do specifically Red Gyarados. Shiny Gyarados.
This isn't the one place with the Lake of Rage.
Yeah.
I know, but yeah, no, yeah, I guess we can't.
I don't hate the idea. I like where you're going, where your head is at. Also, in
at least somebody does.
In HeartGold and SoulSilver, she has a Gyarados, two Dragonair, and a Kingdra. The Kingdra has a Citrus Berry.
I feel like if you were to go outside of the other gens, it would be like Garchomp.
Yeah, I feel okay about going back, but going forwards feels weird.
Okay. So
we could also just, maybe this is the time where we do not a Pokemon. Maybe this is it.
It's just Claire.
It's just a gun.
It's
Glock.
The Remington 870. Congratulations.
Welcome to Blackthorn City.
Wait, actually, have you ever played the Super Nintendo classic Blackthorn?
Yes.
Where the dude walks with a shotgun one-handed?
And then you can turn around and shoot backwards? Yes.
Okay, so Blackthorn is the mascot
of Blackthorn from Blackthorn City. I'm going to send Kat a picture of the game Blackthorn. Thorn. God, this game looks... I forgot how shitty it looked.
All right. No need to...
No, it's Jeez. Fun. I play. I have it on PC. I was going to say I have it on a computer. Jesus. me at 10.
He's a big boy.
That was like one of Blizzard's first hits.
Oh, no.
Blizzard Entertainment made Blackthorn, yes.
This is bad.
It's Blackthorn riding a Tyranitar.
I think Dragonair might be the best pick for this
one. I think Dragonair with a sawed-off shotgun.
Okay.
Compromise.
That's fair.
That's valid.
We're in? We're good?
Yeah.
We're in.
All right. Dragonair with a shotgun.
Welcome to Blackthorn City. Here's your free back box of chilies.
Wait, it should be a lever action shotgun because I want to see it do the lever action with its tail.
I can see that. Like, wow, I just got 7 badges and now like Pokemon pointed a gun at me? Mods? Hello?
Mods?
Oh, don't worry. That city gets removed from the American airing.
The whole city. What about Safari?
You just walk
zone?
Into you walk into Blackthorn City and it's just like, welcome to the Elite Four, and you're like, What?
Eighth gym? Claire's like, thank you for all the adventures. I had so much fun in We're gonna talk about Safari Zone Gate and Frontier Access. Oh wait, those aren't cities.
Yeah, no, I think we got everything. Yep. We did it.
That's a lot of cities.
Oh, it was not a small amount. It was fun to do mascots. I don't know, maybe at some point we'll go back and do some Kanto mascots, but for now I think it's time to call it and kick it to the plug zone. Kat, do you want to plug anything?
I don't have anything currently that I can plug.
You always listen, you don't have to plug. You could be like, I want to plug Mountain Dew Code Red. You can plug whatever you want.
Plug a GoFundMe.
I don't know. You can follow my Instagram if you want.
Oh, can we follow your meme account?
Oh yeah, I have a meme account called The Nintendo Bitch on Instagram, if anyone wants to follow that. I haven't updated it in a minute, but it's the avatar is Mario on the cross, so if you want to check that out.
There you go. Yeah, good backlog of quality content.
I need to start it up again. I haven't posted in like a month. But yeah, that's my plug.
All right. Alan, what about you?
Hello. I'm on a couple other podcasts. One is called Chats, a television podcast, where my friend John and I watch TV every week. What's new to say about that these days? I don't know. We're almost done with season 3. It's getting wacky and wild and spaghetti. Babylon 5 is a good show most of the time, except when it's problematic. What else am I on, Six? What am I on these days? You know my podcast better than I do.
I mean, there's some other stuff that's getting ready to start up, but hasn't yet.
Correct. And then the Chats Patreon also is the best way to support me. When my in my projects, patreon.com/chatspod, chatzpod. Hit it up. What about you, Saxophone Detmar?
Well, for everything that I do, it's either at SixDetmar on Twitter, SAXDETTMAR, or patreon.com/scanlinemedia, where you can support me and my friend Jennifer and the work that we do, and also get access to Oops All Anime, which is a fun show where we talk about anime. It's a good time. All right, with that, I think we're done here. But what is our sign-off, Alan?
This is a game for kids, so let's be adults.
Kick it, Jimmy Wah Buffett.
Wah, 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 wah. I can't even do it.
Blah 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 blah